Man. Jim, whenever you're ready, one second. All right, you're welcome to start whenever you're ready, Jim.
All ready to go.
Yep, all set.
Amen. Good morning, church, and welcome to this service at Tabernacle United Church. My name is Katie, Pastor Katie. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm glad to be here this morning to welcome each of you to this time of worship where we gather together in this virtual space and remember who we are and that we belong to God and to each other and to creation. So welcome to each of you who are here this morning. If you are new, we're glad you're here. Thank you for visiting with us. We would love to connect further with you if you are visiting. So if you are here for the first time, please feel free to introduce yourself in the chat feature. If you want to share your name and that you're here, we'd love to welcome you and to know that you're here with us this morning. You can also fill out a visitor card in the chat box. We'll put the link to the tab visitor card. And if you would fill that out, it's an opportunity for us to learn a little bit more about you, to share more about yourself and why you're here. And we'd love to follow up and connect further. So please take time to do that if you feel led to do so. So welcome to each of us to worship in this season of Easter. I have a few announcements that I want to lift up this morning. First of all, just a reminder of our weekly schedule. On Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m., we gather for prayer. So if you'd like to join us, haven't done that before, you are welcome to join us. And the links go out through the listserv. All of these meetings are on Zoom. So if you're not connected to the listserv or would like to get information on joining us in those prayer times, please let us know. We'll make sure you can connect with us there. We also have this week, our Bible study group will meet at 5:30 on Wednesday. That's 5:30 Wednesday, and we always take time to connect, to study, and to pray together. We look at the scripture readings for the coming Sunday. So we are meeting this Wednesday at 5:30. Also on Friday at 7 o'clock is an opportunity to just gather and share and hang out together on Zoom on our Friday happy hour. So that's at 7 o'clock Eastern time on Fridays, and we will meet on this Friday. So those are some opportunities for you to connect further in community, and hope you can join us for any or all of those opportunities. Also, today is Communion Sunday, the first Sunday of the month. We always share communion together. And so that is, of course, a little bit different as we are virtual. We invite you to bring your own elements for communion. So if you have something to drink, it can be anything. It can be juice, wine, of course, or water is fine. Any elements you have that can be set aside for that time. So if you would bring a little something to eat and something to drink for our service of communion, which will be a little bit later in the service. Also, following our service today, there'll be a few opportunities to connect with each other. We'll have a coffee hour breakout room. We'll also have a room that's devoted to talking about the sermon and the service. If you want to go a little bit in more depth about some of what was raised in the service today, we'll have a room for that. And then a breakout room will also be to welcome visitors, to folks who are new, and then people who want to meet new people. So that will also be our third breakout room, and Alicia will be leading and facilitating that room today. So thank you for that. Finally, I just want to give thanks that our friend Justin Yoder is here this morning and leading music. Pax is getting some rest and is taking the Sunday off, and we are always, always happy to welcome Justin. And so thank you, Justin, for leading us this morning. We always appreciate your presence here with us. So let us take time now to quiet our hearts. Let's take a few deep breaths as we come together to worship God. Let us worship together.
Good morning. My name is Pauline Abernathy. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And I have been a member of TAB for almost 20 years now, and I have the pleasure of being the liturgist this morning. Let us join in worship. Welcome to this ethereal space where we cannot touch each other's hands. In this space, there is love. There is care. There is joy. Come, let us worship together.
My name's Justin. My pronouns are he, him, and it's wonderful to be with you all this morning. Let's join in together singing in our time of worship and praise this morning, singing, Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore. We'll sing first in English, and then we'll conclude singing in Spanish. Let's sing together.
Lord, You have come to the lake shore, looking neither for wealthy nor wise ones. You only ask me to follow humbly. Oh Lord, with Your eyes You have searched me, and while smiling, have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By Your side, I will seek other seas. You know so well my possessions. My boat carries no gold and no weapons. You will find there my nets and labor. Señor, me has mirado a los ojos, sonriendo, has dicho mi nombre. En la arena he dejado mi barca, junto a ti buscaré otro mar. Señor, me has mirado a los ojos, sonriendo, has dicho mi nombre. En la arena he dejado mi barca, junto a ti buscaré otro mar.
And we'll continue singing along with Jennifer and Laura and Pax for our next song, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory.
Hallelujah, For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation.
Hallelujah, indeed. God, we have been apart so long. We have been silent and confused. We hardly remember how to greet each other. We are afraid that we have forgotten how to talk to you, O God. You who are always listening, help us live in our separation and our silence. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God, we are here and not here. We fear that we have grown distant from each other. We fear that the connections of love and care that once bound us have withered. We fear that we have become like untended vines, vines that have grown so far from the source of life that we cannot bear fruit. Bring us back to life, O God. Send us water and sunlight and open air. Hear these words of assurance. The God who created vines, branches, and fruit will not abandon us and abandon that creation. The God who made us dependent on each other and on God's love will bring us back to life. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe the good news and the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Desire, and I long to worship you.
Jesus gives us the gift of peace, a peace that passes all understanding, deep peace. And so we receive that peace and we extend that peace to one another, offering one another signs of God's peace and love. So let's take a moment now. You will be able to unmute and we can go to gallery view. Let's look at each other and give each other virtual hugs and give one another the passing of the peace. So may the peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also with
you. And also with you.
And also with you.
Peace, everyone.
Peace,
also
with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace, everyone.
Peace be with you.
Peace, all of you are here.
Peace, everyone.
Peace, Helen.
Peace, everyone.
There
it goes.
Peace, Laura. Peace, Jennifer. Peace, Rose.
Hi, Mom.
Laura, that was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Laura and Jennifer, I'm crying.
Yeah, it's Jennifer there. I'm not. Oh, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer. Good morning.
Mike Ealing, I see you.
I hello, Geneva. I don't see you, but I hear you.
I'm here. I didn't think you'd be here, Michael.
Welcome to Helen.
Eloise, so nice to see you as well.
Thank Eloise. You. Joanna, Bowie.
So good to be here.
Good to see you.
Peace, Sana. Yeah. And Puffy.
Hi, Cookie.
Oh my goodness, Joanna.
Hi,
so
Amanda.
Nice to see you a little.
Hi, man. Hello.
Welcome,
Antonio.
Good to
see you.
There's your baby.
Oh, congratulations, Joanna.
Oh, my
God. Hey, where is this?
Baby.
Oh, closer.
So
huge.
Oh,
hi,
he's not quite sure about Zoom.
Antonio says peace.
Babies can't process 2D screens until like they're like 2 or 3, so he doesn't know what he's looking at.
So cute.
Hey, everyone. Yeah.
Good morning, Levi.
And Santa, you have a puppy we've never seen before.
Yes, we, I have.
I haven't seen it. How long have you had the doggy?
2 weeks.
Weeks.
Great.
And 21 days.
Lisa, thanks for your work yesterday.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Absolutely. It was great fun.
Hey, Pookie. Good to see you.
Hi, good to see you.
The first reading today, the scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21. And it's I'm reading from an adaptation of the New Revised Standard Version. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent her only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that she loved us and sent her Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in God and God in us, because God has given us of her Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that our Creator has sent their Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as God is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love God because God first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from God is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Now is the time in our service when we invite the children and the young at heart to come closer for the children's time. And if you'd like to be part of the smaller circle for children's time, you can go down to the bottom of your screen and find the reactions button and click on raise hand to join that smaller circle. And as we're transitioning, let's sing together, Come and See.
Come and see, come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, come as a child, oh come and see.
Hey there, gang. I am Todd, and I'm looking at the folks who are sort of in the reaction circle, and I think I know most of you, but maybe some folks I don't, and I use he, him pronouns. And if you have never been to our church, this is kind of what it looks like. I use the background when we're in worship that is what our sanctuary work looks like. So today I wanted to just talk a little bit about the reading that we just heard. And this reading has a lot of things that are either really different or in fact opposites, things that are like really the opposite of each other. And so there are three that I was thinking about that I heard. There was the difference between people and God. There was love. And then in this one, the writer, I usually think about love and hate being opposites. But in this one, the writer says love and fear are opposites of each other. You do different things when you love someone and when you're afraid of them. And then the other one that this writer thinks about is visible, the things we can see. And do you guys know the word for the opposite of visible? I won't be able to hear you, but can you like say it out loud if you know it? And a parent can tell me like with a thumbs up if you got it right. Oh, Tonya knows. Anybody else? Yeah, okay. So invisible is the thing we cannot see, which is, that's a pretty tough one, right? Like to believe in something, to understand something that we cannot see. Most of how we understand the world is what we can see. And so, like, can we see love? I was thinking about this one. Like, I know I felt it, but I don't know that, like, I don't have emojis that come bursting out of my body when I feel love all of a sudden, right? We can sort of do that in our chats here in school. You might be able to do that. But in person, we don't have emojis that come bursting out of us. And so how do we see love? It's not easy. And how do we see God? That's not easy either. Most people don't get a chance to see God. That's super, 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 super rare and uncommon, right? And most of us have a pretty hard time even hearing God too. And so this writer says, yes, that's hard. But do you know what we do have? We have the visible. And in this writing, the writer says, siblings. We can love our siblings. Now, I think the writer meant not the people born in our family with us. I think they mean everybody, all the other humans around us. And like, I have a brother, and so I know that loving him sometimes was super hard for me. That was not something that was easy, because sometimes he made me very angry. And certainly there are lots of other people in the world who I've either been angry with or afraid of, which is what this writer says is the opposite of love. When you're afraid of someone, when there's fear, that's not love. But the writer says, if we want to figure out what it's like to love and honor God, we need to look and see how we love and honor the other people around us, both the people we know and inside our families, our siblings and our parents, our grandparents, but also everybody else. And if that looks like being afraid, that's not love. We need to do the other thing. So, invisible, love. But what we do, how we treat other people, that's how we can see it. All right, let's have a prayer. God, help us to see you all around us every day. Amen.
Our second reading this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. I'm actually going to add one verse there on the end, so it'll be 1 through 9 of John 15. Let us hear these words. I am the true vine, Jesus says, and my parent is the vine grower. My parent removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, they prune to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My parent is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the parent has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Will you join me now in prayer? Creator God, will you blow your spirit through each of us this morning? Will you speak to us? Open our hearts to your word and anything that hinders our hearing or receiving that from you, remove. Allow us to hear what it is you have to say. God, I ask that you would speak through me and that you would speak in spite of me, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A truly helpful piece of advice that I've often returned to in my ministry was shared with me some years ago. I was talking with our conference minister, Bill Worley, who I know some of you have met and know. And I was sharing with him about a difficult experience I was going through, and I was tired and frustrated and anxious as I was talking with him, explaining to him this situation. And Bill said to me, Katie, stay close to Jesus. And in the moment I thought to myself, really? Is that all you've got to say? Such a simple piece of advice, right? But as I look back and as I moved through that difficult experience and have that piece of advice I've returned to over and over and over again in ways that I couldn't have really thought about at that time, especially when I'm facing problems that are beyond my control, which is, I should add, most of the time, those words come back to me, stay close to Jesus. I've heard Bill at ordination services, he will say a line to the ministers who are about to be ordained. He will say to them, you know, it's easy to lose sight of God when you're doing God's work. And then he'll follow it up by saying, stay close to Jesus. I don't think that's just a word for ministers. I think that's a word for all of us, each of us in our vocation, no matter what we're doing, as we're trying to follow God, to love God with all our heart and soul and mind. Those are words for us too. It's easy to lose sight of God when you're working for God. Today, we have in John's Gospel in John's Gospel, there are a variety of metaphors that this writer uses to talk about this very thing that I think Bill was trying to get me to think about. And today, our attention is turned, as often is the case, actually, with Jesus's words, to a natural image, to Earth's voice, Earth's witness. And today, our attention is drawn to the vine. Vine and branches. That is this primary metaphor that John wants us to really look at. And Jesus says, look at the vine, look at the branches. I am the vine, you are the branches. And then he says, abide in me and I will abide in you. And then he says, abiding in me is like abiding in my love. Abide in my love, and I will abide my love in you. God's love, Jesus, the heart of Jesus, they all are this in the same place here in John's gospel. God's love, Jesus, abide there is what John is saying. Make your home there. Settle in there. Be attached to that as a branch to the vine. Now, you know, I think it's important to say in the Bible, we've talked about this before, in the Bible, to know and to love are the same thing. So some people will tell you that to be a Christian is to know intellectually a certain set of beliefs. But that's actually not biblical. To be a Christian is about a way of life, not a set of beliefs. And nowhere is this more explicit than in 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love God does not know God, for God is love. If you don't love God, you don't know God. To know and to love, these are the same things. To be a Christian is about a way of life, not a set of beliefs. And the highest purpose of a Christian is to love. The highest purpose of a Christian is to love. But our love for others will surely run dry if we do not return to our source, to the one who loved us first. And that's what this metaphor and the scripture, I think, is getting us to remember, that we have to be attached to the source, to the one who loved and loves us first. Abide in me and I will abide in you. It's easy to say this, right? But it's much harder to do. It's much harder to do. You know, the expression, cool as a cucumber, that expression is rooted in historical fact, or sorry, not historical fact, it's rooted in science is what I meant to say. It's rooted in science. Cucumbers, as you may know, thrive and grow best in the heat of the summer. They grow and they love the summer heat. A cucumber lying in the sun on a hot day, on the inside of that cucumber, it is on average about 10 degrees cooler on the inside than it is on the outside. But it is only 10 degrees cooler when it is attached to the vine. If you cut off that cucumber to enjoy with your hummus dip, to slice up and put in your salad, that's great. But as soon as you cut off the cucumber from the vine, that temperature differentiation goes away and the cucumber becomes warm on the inside. And of course, if you allow the cucumber detached and don't eat it, it will rot from the inside out. So to be cool as a cucumber means to be connected as a cucumber. Can I get an amen? To be cool as a cucumber means you need to be connected as a cucumber. Jesus listened to marginalized voices, and we often forget that one marginalized voice is the earth, is creation. We don't pay enough attention to the voices of creation, the earth's witnesses that show us and teach us that to be cool is to be connected. It's interesting, isn't it? Because in our culture, what comes to mind when you think of being cool? It's often detached, kind of everything's fine. I'm okay alone. I can do things on my own, you know? But here we have this other witness that to be cool is to be connected. And Jesus was also drawing on this, the image of the vineyard is and the vine and the branches is very rich in the Hebrew scriptures. Jesus is drawing on from his own tradition as in Israel's memory. The vine, the vineyard, is used over 200 times in the Hebrew text. And often, we have to remember that the Hebrew people were a nomadic people. So they were often on the move. And what became the vineyard and the vine became an important symbol for the Hebrew people as a place where you can settle down and remain. So that if you planted a vineyard, that meant you were going to stay for a while, because a vineyard takes a while to grow. You can't experience the fruits of that vineyard and the wine that you can make from that vineyard until you've been there, settled down for a while. So for these nomadic people, the vineyard was a source of, was an image of being at home, setting down, staying, having roots. Jesus draws on this imagery of this symbol of settling down and calling a place home. And then now he says, now this place that we call home, it's where we return to when we have wandered off. We return to the heart of Jesus, which is the heart of Yahweh, which is the heart of love. That is where we are to make our home. We are to return there often to our source. Now, this may all sound well and good, maybe thinking, but how do we make our home in God's love? How do we do that? How do we do that, preacher? Tell me some practical advice, right? Well, I can only share with you from my experience, and I'd love to hear yours too. So maybe you can join us after and tell me and share what how you make your home in God's love. But I can only share with you my experience, and what I do and what I think is helpful for me to do is to watch first for the signs of detachment. That's how I know I need to return to my my sources. I watch first for signs of detachment. Now, when like a cucumber, I'm detached, I've often been overheated on the inside. So let me share like this image of overheating manifests to me in terms of having a hot ego, like an overblown ego. That's how I know that I am detached. My ego gets bigger. So I start to believe that so much depends on me. I'm the only person who can solve this problem. And then I've unconsciously begun to act like God instead of loving God. I've taken the place. I think I'm God. I wouldn't say that. But in myself, I start to believe that I could act like God. I can be God. Another sign for me is when criticism or corrections on my behavior start to feel like attacks and my fragility is heightened, I've detached. That's a sign I've detached from my source. When I can't seem to stop working, and I work and work and work because there's so many needs, everybody needs me. And I seem to be the only one who can meet those needs. I'm detached. I'm detached from the vine. What are signs of detachment for you? When are you detached from the vine? You know, sometimes it can be an inflated ego like me. I think other signs of detachment are also manifested in your spirit feeling trampled on, feeling crushed. When you've been crushed by the weight of bad religion, for example, Frederick Douglass called it slaveholder religion. Slaveholder religion is a form of Christianity that is prevalent in this country. It's not based on anything that resembles God's radical love for us, but is rather based on an image of God who loves fear, vengeance, and punishment. And it's a God who is disgusted by homosexuality, but not at poverty or racism. It's an image of God who is ready to zap you and throw you into hell for your sins. It's an image of God that is based on love, on fear, vengeance, and punishment. And it's a force in this country. It can show up inside of us too. It can show up in the little voices inside of us that say, voices that tell you you're not forgivable, voices that tell you you're not worthy of love, or that your liberation is not something to seek in the here and now, or that you deserve punishment, or your trans identity or your queer identity is not real and it's not of God. It's a crushing voice, crushing voices that come from slaveholder religion, and they are not of God. But and this is not the voice of the vine. So another sign of detachment, I think, from the vine is when we have given too much authority and credence to the voice of slaveholder religion. I think we have to find and see for those places where we have detached because we have been listening to those other voices that are not of God, that are not from the vine. And we need to attach ourselves again and again to the true vine. God's home, which is Jesus's heart, which is God's infinite and radical love for us, that is the place where we are to make our home and return to over and over again. 1 John 4:8 says, there is no fear in love, perfect love, or another good translation is mature love. Mature love casts out fear because fear has to do with punishment. Mature love casts out fear because fear has to do with punishment. If we are on the vine, slaveholder religion will be cast out of our souls because slaveholder religion has to do with punishment. So friends, I think we need to watch for places of detachment from the vine. Where have you become detached? If your ego is overheated and puffed up and fragile, or your spirit is crushed down by the weight of the devil's voice disguised as Christian, that's how the devil works the best. Disguised as Christian. It's time to go back to the place we call home. And biblically speaking, that is the vineyard. It's the vineyard where we settle down and make our home with God. And Jesus's love is there for us there. We make our home there. We find our identity there. Watch for signs of detachment and then look for ways to make your home with God again. And prayer, of course, is one crucial way in which we make our home with God and we attach ourselves to the vine. The great Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel says that prayer is our attachment to the utmost. Prayer is our attachment to the utmost. He says, as a tree torn from the soil, as a river separated from its source, the human soul wanes when detached from what is greater than itself. Prayer is then reattaching to the vine, attachment to the utmost. And remember, prayer doesn't have to be fancy. Let's not get caught up in images of what a spiritual person looks like, you know, with their prayers and all this stuff. We get afraid. We don't think we're ever good enough prayers, but prayer doesn't have to be fancy. Prayer can be simple. It can be a sentence that you can utter when you start the day or when you're in the shower. It can be a sentence like, God, right now, I will dwell in your house. God, today, I'm going to find rest and my home in your love. That's what I'm going to do today, God. Help me find my identity in your love, God. Fill me there. It can be meditating on the vine and the branches and offering a prayer to allow God to be your utmost. Anywhere you are is the place where you can make your home with God again. Anywhere you are is the place you can make your home with God again. Now, during Lent this past March, I went on a silent retreat and it rained the whole time. I was hoping for sun and blooming flowers. It rained the whole time, but you know, I gave into it and I said, this is great. I'm going to take this rain and I'm still going to get out. And I did. I went on walks every day with my rain gear. And on one of my walks, I was stopped in my tracks at something that I saw. It was an old copper faucet. And it seemed, I mean, it was very old. It was clearly no longer in use. And it seemed like that faucet was installed around the same time that a tiny little tree was growing right by it. And I looked at this image, and over time, it seems this tree grew up alongside the faucet, but slowly the tree grew taller than the faucet and then just enveloped itself around this faucet. So I want you to see this picture again. I took a picture of it. Let's look at that picture. If you squint at this picture, you can hardly notice the faucet. Like you can hardly see, it's so become part of this tree. And I studied this wild phenomena before my very eyes, and I thought, it's true, isn't it? Love, like this tree, is really a force to be reckoned with. God's love has capacity to hold us, to grow around us, to envelop us, and even protect us against all forms of lies and evil. And it is this love that is our utmost, to which we attach ourselves and surrender ourselves willingly. So with this image before you, will you join me in prayer? Creator, our true vine, thank you for vineyards, for vines and branches and grapes. Thank you for fruits that we will enjoy eating today, for vegetables. Thank you for our cucumbers, for how they thrive in the heat and yet stay cool and connected. Thank you for your creation, for the earth, our teacher, and the earth as part of your sacred body. Forgive us for all the times we neglect its sacredness and ignore her wisdom. Like this tree, God, hold each of us in your love. Protect us with your armor of love. Envelop us and allow us to find our belonging and our identity in you. May we, each of us, stay close to you, Jesus. Keep us close to your heart and the love you have for us and every creature. Keep us close to your word. Keep us cool and connected. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Now is a time in our service when we're invited to give as we are able to support this community of God's love. When you can give electronically by texting any amount to 84321 or by going online to tabunited.org/contribute. If you text, just if you could add a tag like pledge or visitor or other, so we know how to direct your donation. And if you go online, there's a drop-down box to do the same. Or you can always put a check in the mail to 3700 Chestnut Street. We invite you to give and reflect on all the ways in which you can give your time and talent and resources to support this community. Do God's work. Amen.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host, Creator, Christ, and Holy.
God, may the gifts we have shared today and the gifts you have given us individually and collectively, may we use them to be like cucumbers and stay cool and connected to you and your love and to each other, and that we see you in each other and all of your creation and work to protect it and protect each other, and to feel that love to cast out fear. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pauline. This is the time in our service where we share, open up this space and share the prayers that are on our hearts. So all of you are invited to use the chat function if you'd like to share prayer that's on your heart. It can be a joy, a thanksgiving, something you're celebrating. It can be a concern or a burden you're carrying that you want to release and lift up to God for yourself or for others, or any issues or situations that you or someone else is facing. So let us bring our hearts into this space, and let's share what's on our hearts. I want to just start by giving thanks that my grandmother is in this service. I was thinking about you, Mama, as a testimony to me about love and someone who chooses love so gracefully. And so I just give thanks for my grandmother, Ruth Beck, being here this morning. And also want to ask for prayers for traveling mercies for her as she gets on a plane tomorrow to come here to Philadelphia to spend a week with my parents, and just for traveling mercies as she flies tomorrow. So God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now I'll let Pauline read the prayers that come in. So please feel free to share what's on your heart. Let's pray together.
Todd, are you going to read the prayers? Or would you like me to?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that was my fault. Pauline, sorry to put you on the spot there. Todd, if you would read the prayers that come in. Thank you.
Well, I am lucky enough to be reading prayers today, and so I'm going to go first. I have a call. I'd like to explore what I'm calling Zoom Porch Church. I have a covered porch at my house, and so in New Jersey. And so if there is a group of people, there's probably enough space for maybe about 6 or 8 people total, and maybe like 4 sort of quarantine groups would be outdoors. And if you're interested in having the Zoom on big-ish screen on the porch with me on an occasional Sunday morning, I've put my email address in the chat box, and I would love to hear from you if you're interested in doing that. The next prayer is from Jenny. Prayers for gratitude for the life and ministry of Tom Tarosian. Sorry, I have to scroll. For Tom Tarosian, who died last week at age 93. Tom was an important interim pastor at TAB in the 90s during a critical time. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From the Akinses and Helts, please pray for 25-year-old Gunnar in Iceland. His father passed away a number of years ago, and just this Friday, he lost his mother to cancer. This young man has no other family and is on his own. Pray for comfort and for the family of God to gather around him. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Mike Ealing, prayers for the May 2nd service. Had my Lupron shot at Jefferson Urology on Thursday, and it looks like this may be my last. I've been doing quite well with all signs of the prostate cancer continually absent from my blood work since my radiation treatment ended going on 2 years ago and my surgery 3 years ago this August 17th. My nurse practitioner in urology thinks it's time to call off the testosterone suppression and see what happens, considering that this anti-testosterone treatment has a lot of side effects, including both cardiac and pulmonary. She's going to talk with my nurse practitioner in radiation oncology and see if they both agree. We'll find out for sure in late July or early August. From Mike. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Amanda Fox. Two of my best friends, Huck and Christina, both are in process of seeking out more intensive mental health treatment. Asking for prayers that they will able to get access to affordable and effective treatment, which they so desperately need. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Susan Wargo, prayers of thanksgiving that the Thompson family has moved out of the sanctuary and into their own home, and prayers for them as they move forward with their lives. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Dick Fernandez, Eloise gives thanks for the terrific medical care she continues to receive at Penn and all the good wishes she has received from Tab and others. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris, thankful for the free, no ID required J&J vaccinations that were given out at the cathedral yesterday, and for Sarah Hill for organizing it. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Vic Comfer, I'm also very grateful for friendship with Tom Tarosian. I'm also grateful for the connection to the Vine of Tabernacle, even as I tune in from Denver during a special visit with my brother. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Ariana Parrish, prayers that my best friend and I have a safe and enjoyable vacation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Geneva Butz, a prayer for Julio Acevedo, who died this week, and for his family who grieves their loss of Julio. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Amanda and Mav, from Mav, prayers of strength as I come out to my increasingly hostile religious parents who are struggling to choose love over fear. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Pauline Abernathy, please pray for my parents, my sisters, and me as we move my parents out of their home of 57 years tomorrow, where I am now, and into a retirement community on Tuesday. Help us lean into gratitude and God's love and peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Vic's brother, Steve, there in Denver, also asks for our prayers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris Page, prayers for traveling mercies as my parents travel to South Carolina this week for a bit of pandemic-delayed winter vacation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Sana, prayers of gratitude for finishing my second semester in seminary. Thank you all for your support. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
We, the body of Christ, lift up with you, all of you who have shared in your prayers. So we all join together in listening to you and hearing what's on your heart. Thank you, each of you, for sharing. We also lift up the prayers that are on your heart. If they are in silence, that is okay. God hears those prayers too. So we lift up both the silent prayers and the prayers spoken out loud. Let's sing together as we lift up and gather up all these prayers to God. Let's sing together.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children. Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
I now invite each of you to come to the table of God, which is a table that is hopefully right in your home, or if you don't have a table in front of you, to just create a little space where you can receive God's grace and the food from God's table. So I just give thanks for Todd's children's time this morning, where he reminded us of the invisible made visible. And that is really what we do when we gather around the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. The invisible grace of God is made visible to us. That's what the sacrament is all about. And even though we are scattered and are not together in person, the mystery here is that God's love still connects us, and we are still able to gather around the Lord's table, just like we do today. So if you haven't already, please gather some elements for this time together, and remember that there are no boundaries to God's love or to this feast. All of us are welcome at God's table, whether we have a little bit of faith, hardly any faith at all, whether we're doubting or wondering, whatever questions we bring, whatever state we're in, we are welcome to come just as we are to God's table. So let's come and let's sing together as we gather around God's welcome table.
We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. We're gonna eat at the welcome table. Hallelujah.
You have your elements with you, as I have just some bread and water here. Whatever elements you have, you can bring them close. And if you'd like to join me, even by laying your hands or resting your hands upon the elements, let's pray together. We thank you, loving Creator, for your word and spirit. You made the heavens and the earth and filled them with life and declared everything good. It is through your goodness, through your love, that we have this bread and juice to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. In the sharing of this bread, may we know the power of your love and resurrection. What we do here is celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares among us now. Made one with Christ and thus one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves in a single holy living sacrifice. Amen. Loving God, we remember that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it, giving thanks for it, saying, "This is my body. It is broken for you. This is my love for you. In the same way, he took the cup and giving thanks for it, he poured it out and he said, this is my blood. It's my love poured out for you. Whenever you drink this, remember me. So let us take now and share in this gift that Christ has given us. You may eat now the bread of life broken for you. Blood of Christ poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins, the cup of mercy. Let us drink.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus. Corazón te adora, mi corazón te sabe decir, santo eres, Señor. Santo, santo, santo. Corazón te adora, mi corazón te sabe decir, santo eres,
Pray together. O Christ, we thank you for this feast of life. Fed by your love and strengthened by your life, we humbly accept your call to go into this world, to live with hope and to share your joy. You commission us to feed as we have been fed, forgive as we have been forgiven, and love as we have been loved. Thanks be to God. Amen. Will you join me now as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us with whatever words or language that feels most comfortable to you, perhaps whatever words or language you feel draws you most closer to the vine. And let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying together, Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, my love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
friends, Jesus said, "Come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Let's stay close to Jesus this week. Let's remember that we are not the vine. We are the branches. We are connected to the vine. Let's connect and let us remember our true source, that our God is a God of love. Let us remember that, to abide in God's love and allow God's love to abide in us. So go out into the world remembering that and holding on to that truth. Go in peace. Amen.